Antijil Gallagher, CEO of Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, is a respected Aboriginal leader who has dedicated her entire life to advocating for community. Antijil is joining us on NITV Radio to update us on upcoming Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation events, including the upcoming Elders Summit, and also reflect on Voice to Parliament. Welcome to NITV Radio, Auntie Jill.
Well, thank you for having me on and having a yarn with me. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we've been actually longing to catch up with you and have a conversation. You've been active, leading and guiding the community for many years now through the treaty talks in Victoria, or even steering VACHO in the right direction. And the Voice to Parliament has been in discussion for many years now. And it gained momentum in 2017 with the Uluru Statement from the Heart. And it gained even more strength when the Albanese government announced it would take the question to the people through a referendum and actually amend the constitution to make it a reality. And now, just yesterday, the actual date of the referendum was announced.
Well, I mean, it's great now that the it's now official. The 14th of October is when we go to the polls. I think that's really good. We all know we've only got not a lot of time to ramp up the campaign. Hopefully, my reflections on an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice to Parliament is, what can I say? It would be amazing if we were successful on the 14th of October. Absolutely amazing for Aboriginal people to be recognised, and more importantly, our cultures can be recognised in Australia's constitution.
Yeah.
And I would actually encourage everyone to think about it. And when you're in the polling booth, when you're actually in the polling booth, there's only you and your conscience in there with you, and, you know, walk with us and vote yes. It would be amazing.
Yeah. Many commentators, especially ones in the No campaign, say that the voice does not go far enough. And I've heard even from some of the proponents of the Uluru Statement from the Heart the voice is not the strongest demand, and some even considers that it's not a top priority. It comes maybe number three in the top priorities.
I don't know who's saying that. I know the opposition basically say it doesn't go far enough, or we don't need a voice. But what's that saying? From little things, big things grow. Back in 1901, when the Constitution was written and became law, we, as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, were not counted. We weren't included in Australia's Constitution because Australia was declared terra nullius. So now we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to declare that, even though the native title, the high courts declared, overturned the concept of terra nullius, now it's time for action. So the high court said that's not true. Australia was occupied by human beings when colonisation began. So now it's time for action. We need that recognition in the constitution. And by the way, those who think that the voice is just an advisory committee, it is not just an advisory committee. It will be able to challenge governments and challenge their thinking, and they will be able to speak to Parliament directly. And that is power in itself, don't you think?
Yeah, it's power, and it's good you actually go back to the Constitution 1901, 1st of January 1901, when Aboriginal people were not even considered as human beings in that constitution. And also you mentioned the native title. And one thing that came out in our recent discussion with some legal experts and historians is that even achievements that have been, some positive achievements through native title, for instance, the positive aspects get rolled back by successive governments. So a voice would be something to really enshrine some solid foundation for dialogue and working together with the First Nations people.
Basically, you said it very simply, and that's fantastic, because that's what it is. You know, it's not about, you know, no Australian citizen is going to have to give up anything to achieve a successful referendum and for our peoples to have a voice to Parliament. No one misses out on anything and no one has to give up anything. If anything, Australia gains 60,000 years of wisdom. But the other thing is, from a health perspective, it is proven, there is research out there that actually says, you know, when Aboriginal people are at the table in making decisions and influencing those decisions, we get better outcomes. And I can sit here all day and tell you about some of the projects that have been very successful, but it's not, we don't do it at a national level. We have to have that voice to Parliament, and it has to be in the Constitution for a number of reasons. One is so that it can't be gotten rid of at the whim of any political party. And two, it's the rest of the country acknowledging that we are the first peoples here, and that cannot be denied. So we want it written into the rule book that we were. So, you know, it's as simple as that. So nothing, no one's backyards are under threat, by the way.
Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation out there about what the voice to Parliament will bring about if it's voted on positively, that major changes will be made, there will be some kind of third chamber or have veto power over the Parliament. But discussions have to be made, and ultimately it's the Parliament that has the last word.
Exactly. So the Parliament still have the power, by the way. That's what I mean. It's a very modest ask. It is time for Australia to grow and for Australia to evolve. And this is only the very first step for this to happen. And it's a small step, but at the same time, it's also a giant step.
Yeah. And 'cause you talk very eloquently about voice, because you've been active in the community as an elder, and you've lived through a lot of the things we're talking about, like native title, how it was, how it came about, and the rollback by successive governments of the positive achievements of the Mabo case in the High Court. But the younger generations, those who are born after all these events in the 80s, 90s, they'll be voting now, but they've got no idea. And with the misinformation, my next question, actually just stemming from what I'm just saying now, is the role of elders in informing the younger generations and steering everyone to vote in the right way.
Yeah, the role of elders, that's been impacted on a great deal due to the brutality of colonisation. So prior to colonisation happening in this country, elders, they were our politicians. They were our people who guided the clans and the tribes and the mobs. But colonisation impacted on that, and then of course we got a colonised structure here in this country. And yes, We're all Australians and we all live here and we've evolved and we've moved. But we can never forget that there was and still is ancient cultures that occupied this continent. And we have a lot to offer in the evolution of this country. for when you look at on a global platform, when you look at, you hear about the ancient Greeks, you even learn about them in schools, and you know about the Egyptians and how old the pyramids are. But no one learns about our ancient cultures here that belongs to all Australians. And all Australians should be proud of that ancient culture, where if you travel to America or Canada or wherever you go on this planet, you can hold your head high as an Australian and say, we also have an ancient culture in our country. And they are recognised. And they bring a lot to our tables. That would be amazing. Can you imagine that?
No, that would be really, really great. And the role of elders is something you'd be celebrating, actually, virtually celebrating elders.
Yes.
In less than 5 weeks' time. Can you tell us about the upcoming Elders Summit?
Yeah, so the upcoming Elders Summits. And I know our elected voice here in Victoria, the First People's Assembly of Victoria, are also developing an Elders Council to help guide the First People's Assembly of Victoria. So that's really important, and I know they're doing a lot of work in this space. But VACCHO as a peak body for health, we, you know, I don't remember the last time we've actually brought our elders together to have a conversation as a collective right across the state of Victoria. So this Elders Summit coming up on the 3rd and 4th of October is about doing that, having conversations on a whole range of things, whether it would be the voice, whether it would be the constitutional reform, whether it would be aged care, what's happening in the aged care space. You know, there's all these reforms happening out of the Commonwealth Government because of the Royal Commission into aged care. There's going to be big changes. So bringing our elders and our older people together to understand what those changes are and how it impacts on us.
And hear their voice.
Yeah.
I was discussing with other people again about our voice, because it is just occupying a lot of space. And what we noticed is the most vocal, actually, opponents or even supporters of voice, the voices we hear the most are those of the youngsters, because they're on all these platforms, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, everywhere. But the elders' voice is kind of in the background, not quite heard.
Yeah, that's simply because our elders, like my mum, and if you look at my mother, Aunt Frances Gallagher, who turned 97 last Saturday, and she was born in an era where it wasn't safe to be black. So she experienced the missions, and she experienced all the racism and the hate and everything else that our people copped in this country, that we had to cope with. When you look at her, during lockdown, it became very evident that, of course, our elders, they weren't brought up with technology.
Yeah.
I mean, my mum, when she first saw the word Wi-Fi, she saw it written, she thought it was Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
To get them to use a mobile phone, let alone a home phone, is really difficult, although some of them are very astute in that space, but not a lot. So having access to that technology and understand it and how to use it, of course their voices aren't heard. So we've got to elevate their voices. We've got to work out how we do that.
Because they've got a lot of wisdom to impart, but we need to find a way of bringing the oral culture back into the forefront and make sure that the conversations and the knowledge is passed on from one generation to another.
That's correct.
Auntie Jill Gallagher, before I let you go, any closing thoughts or something important you may want to bring to the attention of our listeners today?
Oh, I just want to encourage all citizens who are at voting age, please vote yes.